Good afternoon. You're listening to Verulam Sports, and it's that time of the year. We're all football fans. They're still dreaming that they could well be the champions of all the various leagues, and the leagues get underway literally as we speak. But by the magic of radio, we are really lucky to be joined on the line by one of those teams that just fight above their weight. They are almost the model for the modern football club. We have Cliff Crown, Radlett's own Cliff Crown, chairman of Brentford Football Club. Welcome back for your fourth appearance, no less, on Verulam Sports. How are you doing?
Very well, Tony. Looking forward to a very exciting season ahead. Hope you had a great summer, and hope all the listeners also had a really good summer.
Yeah, do you know what? Absolutely. Great to talk to you always. And busy summer, though, as well. Lots of comings and goings for Brentford. But just for a moment now, as we speak, the games will be kicking off. But, as you say, a very, very big year for you guys, isn't it? The final season at the historic Griffin Park. And you started, as I say, at this moment in time, one of the form teams from last season. And every fan around the leagues and around the country, whether you're in the Premier League or kind of down the bottoms or wherever it might be, right now, before it all kicks off for real, you think you can be champions, don't you?
Absolutely. Every team starts the same position in the league, and we're all looking for a really strong start that will help us get into the top six, and then it's all about whether you can keep going. It's a long, long season, as you know, particularly in the Championship. 46 games, they're all tough, but we go again. We have the benefit of five successive top half finishes. We've strengthened the squad significantly during the summer, and we're all very excited and looking forward to it.
As I say, I think it's going to be a really interesting year this year. Again, in that historic final season at the mighty Griffin Park. We'll touch on that again, no doubt. But just now, Cliff, you know, again, as I say, I really hope this doesn't come across as patronising, because I think it's meant with the highest of praise. Brentford punch massively beyond their weight, but again on the cusp of playoffs last season, dreaming of it again. One of the aspects that I think makes that possible for you guys is your brilliant scouting infrastructure, and that's reflected again in some of the signings made. Just educate us a little bit about, for instance, Ecuadorian flying winger Cesar Joel Valencia Castillo, to give his full title, Polish Player of the Year from the Polish Champs. Again, that type of player, not necessarily on the top of everybody's to-buy list, but he could be a real asset this campaign.
Yes, he certainly can. We've had a good amount of success in buying players over the last 3 or 4 years, many of whom our fans and most people in football have never heard of, and Joel Valencia certainly fits that bill. I'd never heard of him, and I doubt if any of the Brentford fans had too. Maybe some of the Polish fans might have heard of him, but he's an exciting talent, and we've seen that in the past we're able to bring in exciting talent, help them develop, grow and get better. Obviously it's a bit of a culture shock coming to the UK, and particularly the hurly-burly of the Championship, and some of them hit the ground running, some take a bit longer, but as always, it's about improving the squad for the longer term. It's not a short-term situation. We're always looking to develop and get better each year in the hope that one of these years we will break into the top six and potentially even get into the top two. That's the aspiration that all of the clubs are looking for at the start of the season, and we just hope that today we're going to start off with a good win.
Tell you what, again, it's what everybody's hoping for, but ultimately, what's entirely possible? Again, your end to the last season was, you know, champions winners type form, quite frankly, as you knocked on the playoff doors. I want to just touch again briefly on that scouting infrastructure, because it is a talent. And I just wonder, I mean, how many years in the making and the networking tasks have gone into making you such a force in this ability to locate gems from all over the world?
Yeah, it's been a long-term project. We've watched a lot of matches, watched a lot of teams, a lot of players, and we've developed the scouting network across Europe to help us find those particularly good players who we feel can be successful. And once they get to us, we obviously aim to develop them. But first and foremost, what we're looking for is talented players with the right application. It's all very well being a good footballer, but to be successful, you have to want it and you have to really work hard. So player profiles is very much a key part of our strategy when recruiting players. We're looking for those that really look after themselves, have the right kind of personality, and those that are really keen to improve themselves and work their socks off for Brentford Football Club.
Do you know what? I think that's such a great a way of approaching things. I have this perennial discussion because I'm a bit of a stato, you know, I really am. But there's one of my colleagues at Verum Sports is the stat man. And I love that about him. But I think that what you've just touched on there in your overall profiling process, which has proven so successful, is it seems that as well as what they're capable of doing on the pitch, which is crucial, those hidden gems, as I say, it is the imponderables, that character, that application, that work ethic. And I guess that you can't really statify those qualities, can you?
No, that's very much a key part of the scouting that we do, but also the work we do in understanding what makes players tick, how they've developed in their career, and it forms a very key aspect of what we do before we make a decision to buy a player.
Do you know another signing that I think could be emblematic of that as well, that you guys have made? Portis Jansen, a centre-back, PFA Player of the Year, inductee last year round, has all those traits in abundance and will certainly add steel to the back, I would imagine.
Yes, I thought you mentioned Pontus being a lead man.
I tell you, honestly, impressive young man, that boy.
Yeah, he's a real character. I've seen that already in the very short time that he's been with us. He's clearly a born leader. He's very hungry for success. And he believes that Brentford can help him develop and provide that success for him and for the rest of the team. So he's a great acquisition who will undoubtedly strengthen the defence. We've added a couple of other guys as well defensively. And we feel that we're certainly stronger this coming season at the back than we have been in previous years.
I guess there's almost not much that we can really read too heavily into the pre-season. Again, it's all about what happens in a home fixture to kick off today. But interesting to me, your pre-season run saw a goalless draw against Dynamo Kiev, a victory against Norwich, Premiership bound, and another Premiership outfit, 3-1 against Bournemouth, a loss. But looks to me that you are giving a real good run for the money. Some rather good clubs in that pre-season run.
Yes, I mean, Dynamo Kiev are a very well-known team. You're right, it was pre-season and it's very early days. The players are getting up to speed fitness-wise. So you can't read too much into it. We've had bad pre-seasons and done well in the league, and we've had very good pre-seasons and done not so well in the league. So it's really mostly about giving fringe players the opportunity to show what they're capable of, and obviously improving fitness levels across the whole squad. And so I don't get too excited by the results in pre-season, but clearly to go to Norwich and win 3-1 was very very encouraging. The game against Bournemouth, it was one of those where a couple of defensive errors and we conceded a couple of goals. And as always, football, is there's fine margins, and if you can take your chances and keep those mistakes at the back to a minimum, you've got a really good chance of being successful. And that's really the target for this year.
And we're very, very optimistic for you. Like I say, you know, just what you've achieved consistently over the last few years is really the model, in my humble opinion only, for the way, frankly, many other clubs around the league structures need to kind of apply and learn from. Just before we touch on again the historic aspect of this year, the final season at Griffin Park, just your take from the fans ahead of the game against Birmingham. There must be that sense of optimism, and you know, I bet they cannot wait to get it going now, can they?
No, absolutely. We all recognise that this is a very special season in the history of Brentford Football Club. It's our 116th year at Griffin Park and our last one. And everybody is keen to make it a very, very special year. And that can be achieved if we can get into the promotion playoff places. And so everyone is focused on that objective for the coming year. It's going to be a great fan experience as we feature our last home game at night, our last potential home FA Cup game, and obviously last games and last visits for many of the away fans, who I'm sure will want to taste the atmosphere at Griffin Park for the last time.
There is something unique about Griffin Park. It's one of the few, I think actually the only now in certainly the higher leagues in the UK where there is still standing. That will obviously move and change. But again, that atmosphere, that quality is going to be pumping this season. And Cliff, I just want to take a moment to wish you and everybody involved with Brentford a great kickoff against Birmingham and a mega, mega campaign and in what is an historic season for you.
Thank you very much, Tony. We're all very excited, as I said before, really looking forward to it. But as you know, it's football and anything can happen. But we're going to give it our very best shot to make this a season to remember for Brentford fans, and particularly those that have been coming to the club and to the ground for 40, 50, 60. We've even got fans who've been coming there regularly for 70 years. So for them, this is a very poignant year and their last chance to see us play at Griffin Park before we move to a new all-seater stadium, which will help us in terms of off the field financially and give us a better opportunity to compete. We've got one of the smallest grounds in the Championship. We've got one of the lowest levels of revenue, and yet we're still doing well, comparatively speaking. And the new stadium will give us the opportunity to perhaps enhance and improve the playing squad even further, invest more, and help us achieve our ultimate objective, which is, of course, getting into the Premier League.
Cliff, you've really nailed there so beautifully the heritage, the past, the here and the now, and the future of Brentford. And all of those three moments coming together, ultimately, as you say, it's a funny old game, but I'm sure this is going to be a season that's going to stick in the memory banks. And honestly, myself, the whole team at Verum Sports, wishing you every success this campaign. Have a good one.
Thank you very much indeed, Tony. All the best to all the listeners at Verum Radio, and I hope you'll be following Brentford throughout the season and watching us climb up the league. And you never know, wouldn't it be absolutely incredible if our first ever game in the new stadium was actually in the Premier League? Wow, that is something really to dream about.
Do you know what? I will say this much in closing, actually. it's ultimately down to what happens in the reality of the playing world. But the beauty of life, and it's encapsulated ever so often in sports, is that dreams do come true. And I'll leave that one hanging. We'll see it develop all season. But let's hope it gets off to a dream start at home at the historic Griffin Park against Birmingham later on today. Thank you.